It's an ambitious Ukrainian military offensive in the northeast that is retaking land and towns occupied by a Russian military that is now in retreat. By Saturday night, the Ukrainians had reached Izum, about 120 kilometers southeast of the regional capital, Kharkiv City. The reconnaissance group and the special forces are already here in Izum. Glory to Ukraine, this soldier said. Izum, home to a major rail line, is strategically important and was a Russian military stronghold for months. No more. Russian forces in the city fled as Ukrainians closed in. Video showed Ukrainians also recapturing Kopiansk, another key supply line city. And in Balaklia, retaken by the Ukrainians a day before, a top commander raised the flag as a sign of victory.
Today, we are completing the liberation of Balaklia, the first big city in our offensive. I'm sure this is not the last city.
But the war has taken its toll. In the recaptured town of Grakove, destruction can be seen everywhere.
There are a lot of damaged buildings in this village. It's almost completely destroyed. The Russian servicemen occupied every third house. There are huge garbage piles in places they lived. They leave behind ammunition, bullets, and other things they used.
The World Bank estimates Ukraine will need $349 billion in aid just to rebuild. By Saturday night, the Russian Defense Ministry admitted to withdrawing their troops from key towns in the northeast, but said it was an operational regrouping. But many people on pro-Russian Telegram channels are calling it something else, a defeat. And one high-profile Russian military analyst said that their troops are now in an operational crisis and that the Ukrainians have seized the initiative in this war. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.